Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply. Hey everybody, today is Free Ride Friday, so make sure you hang on to the end of the episode so you can hear who won this week's free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. Every Friday, we give away a lifetime membership to over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, ask questions anytime, be a part of our private Facebook group, and a whole lot more. It's our way to say thank you for leaving us an iTunes rating and a review. Every Friday, we do a weekly random draw with everybody who's left us a review. So if you want to win, just leave us an iTunes rating and review, and you too can win a free ride. All right, guys, let's jump into today's episode. $100 MBA Show, the podcast that means business every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinhome. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. In today's episode, you will learn the importance of personal rewards when growing your business. I'm a big believer that we all need to work towards a personal goal and a personal reward. If you've been in business long enough, you'll know that everybody works with incentives. Your customers, your employees, and yourself. You have to incentivize yourself for achieving certain goals. Because sometimes things are going to get tough in business. Things are going to get really hard, and you're going to need an external motivation. Sometimes the internal motivation is just not there right now, or you just don't see the finish line at the moment. The project is so big and it's going to take you some time, so you need to create some milestones for yourself and reward yourself when you hit those milestones. And these rewards can vary. I'll give you a whole bunch of examples that you can use as rewards for yourself. We got a lot to cover, so let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by ActiveCampaign. You hear me on the show often talking about marketing automation and how marketing automation sees 53% higher conversions, how you should treat your customers as unique individuals rather than sending everyone the same message. Well, you might be wondering what we use to do that. And we use ActiveCampaign. It's a beautiful, easy-to-use platform that enables you to send intelligence-driven emails based on your customers' actions. Sign up for a free 14-day trial right now. No credit card is required. Just visit ActiveCampaign.com/MBA. Again, that's ActiveCampaign.com/MBA. Building a business that's profitable, that's successful, is hard work. It could take a lot out of you, not only emotionally, but physically and mentally. You can get drained. And often the quote-unquote successes of business don't come often enough to motivate you to keep on going. Especially if you're dealing with a large project, you're building a software, you're building a large course, you're opening up a new yoga studio. These are big projects, and the wins from the actual business sometimes take a while. I know firsthand with software, it takes a long time for you to see some real good milestones of success. It could take months, it could even take years. So what I recommend every business builder is to incorporate, to bake in rewards for themselves. Yes, I'm talking about you. And these rewards can be very simple, but it's a way for you to, one, feel good about what you're doing, two, have a chance to reflect on what you're doing and appreciate and have some gratitude, and three, reap some benefits of your hard work. Now, these rewards can vary. You could set them up yourself, but they could be something very simple. Let's say, for example, you're first getting started and you have a goal of getting 500 email subscribers. Why not set up a reward for yourself so when you hit those 500 subscribers, you tell yourself, hey, when I hit this goal, I'm going to take a half day off, I'm going to go out for lunch and get a massage. Now, I know that sounds maybe trivial or simple, but it makes a difference. It makes a difference when you actually intentionally go and do something for yourself to reward yourself for accomplishing something. This also makes you feel that this is not all work and no play or all work and no reward. We're human beings. We need to feel good, especially when we're working hard. Sometimes we gotta put or create a reward for ourselves. Now, I can't take full credit for this idea. This is something that I adopted from books I've read in the past, especially Tony Robbins in his book Unlimited Power. He talks about the different buckets that you put your money in, or asset allocation he talks about, and he has a small bucket that's called rewards. And you should always be putting money in that bucket because you want to be able to reward yourself. And that bucket may be a massage, it may be a day off, it may be a week off, a vacation. And for some people, that bucket is buying a new boat. The point is that you're trying to reward yourself in small increments to make you feel better about your work. Even though you're the business owner, you're the business builder, you are a worker in the business. Just like employees have benefits, they have days off, they get, you know, incentives, they get bonuses, they get increments in their salary, whatever it is, you need to reward yourself too. You are a part of that team. You can't just tell yourself to constantly get to work and go at it and get no reward for it. I know your reward is building the business and having success and being your own boss and all that stuff is great. But trust me, you can have a long period of time with no wins and you have to manufacture a way to feel good about what you do. Now, these breaks or these rewards also give you a chance, like I said, to reflect. Also gives you a chance to think about the work you're doing. Is it satisfying? Is it not satisfying? Is it fulfilling to you? These are things that allow you to really recenter. Now, a few pieces of advice with this strategy. Number one, let's be practical here. Do not reward yourself things you can't afford. Even if you can't afford to spend money, you still can reward yourself. If I'm having a long day of recording episodes of the $100 MBA show, I like to reward myself with a walk. Me and Nicole go for a walk. It's a nice time. I get to diffuse a little bit. Me sit somewhere and just watch the sunset. That's free, but it's fun. It's rewarding. It's relaxing. It allows me to step away from it a little bit and think about what's going on. So obviously, you're going to have to budget for these rewards. Make sure that you're not overspending on these things. I'm not saying, you know, treat yourself beyond your means. If you listen to the show, you know how conservative we are. We don't want you to be spending more than you need to. So you might be wondering, why? Why do this? Why set myself up with some rewards for accomplishments? Well, the answer is very simple. Business is a long road. It's grueling. And you have to be super conscious of the fact that you can burn out. And when you burn out, you make some really poor decisions. So you want to save yourself from that state. I know that in the past, I made some poor decisions because I was just so burnt out, so stressed out. I had so much work on my plate and I didn't take the time to, one, take a break, two, reward myself for the work that I was doing, and three, reflect. As you grow as a business builder, as you grow as an entrepreneur, the game becomes a lot more mental. How well you execute. You already know how to do everything now. You've done it a few times. Now it's all about execution. How well you implement your plan. And that is a thinking game. That is a mental game. And often your emotions can play a role with that. And if you're not in a good state of mind, and that often is caused by stress, overwork, and not feeling rewarded. Let me give you a clear-cut example here to explain what I mean. If you're working for an organization, for a company, and you're working really hard, and you're doing amazing work for them, and you're diligent, and they pay no attention to you. They don't give you the promotions you ask for. They don't give you a raise ever. They don't give you any days off. You request a couple of days off to bridge for the holiday and you can't do that. How are you going to feel? You're going to feel unappreciated. So when you're running your own business, you have to become your own boss. You have to treat yourself the way you should be treated. Just because you don't have a boss anymore, it doesn't mean that you don't manage yourself. You will feel unappreciated in some weird personal way if you don't set yourself up with rewards as you're growing, as you're building. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Acuity Scheduling. Acuity Scheduling is our favorite scheduling app because we've tried them all, and Acuity Scheduling is the easiest. If you're running a client-based business, whether you're a doctor, a hairstylist, a business coach, a business consultant, you need your clients to be able to book you on your calendar easily. And with Acuity Scheduling, it can't get easier. You give them your link and they can book you right on your calendar. And they can even pay you for your time while they're booking if you want. It's simple to set up and it looks brilliant. Give it a try for free for 45 days with their free 45-day trial for listeners of the $100 MBA show. Just go to the special link right now, acuityscheduling.com/MBA. That's acuityscheduling.com/MBA. So to wrap up today's lesson, what I advise you to do is take a look at the next few milestones in your business. You can look at milestones that will be reached within a week, within a month, within the next 3 months, and even the next 6 months. Put them down in your calendar and assign rewards for yourself for reaching those milestones. Of course, if you reach those milestones a little bit late, as long as you reach them, reward yourself and make sure, of course, the reward is equivalent to the milestone and that it's within your budget. All right, guys, I hope that helps. I hope you love today's lesson and episode. But today's episode's not over because it's Free Ride Friday, and we got to see who won this week's free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. Let's see who won this week's free ride. And the winner is Christian Arns, all the way from Germany. Christian Arns says, moving input 5 stars. I'm a listener to your podcast every morning under the shower. I've tried a lot of other podcasts, but yours, in my opinion, is the best for business. I'm excited to listen to every new episode. Regards from Germany. Well, 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 welcome to the $100 MBA. Christian Arms, thank you so much for that review. Your mission is to email us at support@businessrepublic.net so we can hook you up with a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Guys, we do this every single week. If you want to win a free ride, you can enter our weekly random draw by just leaving us an iTunes rating and review. If you're on your iPhone, just click on the cover art and click on the link that says give us a review. Or if you're on your computer, just go to 100mba.net/show. You'll see the instructions on the bottom of the page. It's super, super simple. All right, guys, before I go, I want to leave you with this. You know yourself better than others. If you tend to be harder on yourself than you should, then recognize it. Have self-awareness. If you take it easy a little bit more than you should be doing, or you're too easy on yourself, be aware of that too. You don't want to overload on the rewards when there's nothing to reward. You know you, and set yourself up for success based on how you should treat yourself. Remember, just because you don't have a boss doesn't mean you don't manage yourself. You have to manage yourself. You got to become your own manager, just like if you were working for somewhere and somebody was managing you. All right, guys, that wraps up today's episode. I'll see you tomorrow. Q&A weekends. See you then. Take care.